I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.tv.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Are you afraid of falling as you age? Decreased muscle mass, bone density, focus, or vision are the determining factors. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. One out of four seniors fall each year, so don't be one of them. Add to your day one or more of these easy exercises. Single leg stands. Use the back of a chair or a countertop for stability. Standing toe raises. And lastly, walk an imaginary tightrope, which is a heel-to-toe foot placement along a wall or a hallway. Keep listening to learn healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and instructor, who reminds you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, April 22nd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County District Attorney urges reversal of overturned murder conviction. Paso Robles City Council receives quarterly update on homelessness. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 42 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The California 6th Appellate District Court overturned the conviction of a 2012 murder case on Friday. Antolin Garcia was convicted of first-degree murder of 15-year-old Sierra Lamar. The court ruled that the error was due to trying the murder case with attempted kidnappings of a separate victim 3 years earlier. District Attorney Dan Dow has released a statement alongside the California DA's Association, disagreeing with the overturning. Dow's statement said, quote, "Joinder of crimes into one trial exists to ensure that juries see the full pattern of predatory behavior. If we start unraveling those protections, we don't just risk one case. We risk a justice system where grieving families wait even longer for answers." The statement from the CDAA similarly says that Sierra's family now faces renewed uncertainty as the case returns to the courts, and that the witnesses and victims are now asked to relive trauma. From yesterday's rain, the County Environmental Health Department has issued a reminder to the public to avoid ocean water contact during and at least 3 days following significant rainstorms. Runoff from rain is known to transport high levels of disease-causing organisms into the ocean, which can cause skin, respiratory, and intestinal problems. Surfers, swimmers, and others are advised to avoid contact with ocean water during these next 3 days, especially in close proximity to creeks, rivers, storm drains, and other sources of runoff. Passerable City Council receives update regarding homelessness. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blaze and Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze and Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazeandbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. The Passerable City Council received a quarterly update last night regarding homelessness services during its meeting. The update was presented by the city's homeless services manager, Ashley Hernandez. Here are some snippets of that presentation now.
This quarter alone, January to March, approximately 160 individuals are reflected in the county's homelessness data system. While only 75 emergency shelter beds are available, in addition, permanent housing capacity remains extremely limited, with waiting lists that can extend up to 10 years in North County. This creates an important dynamic. Even when outreach and services are working, outcomes can appear stagnant. This is not simply an effort issue, it's a capacity issue. At the same time, individuals are continuously entering or re-entering the system. Our permanent housing capacity is limited, so people exiting appear slow, creating pressure throughout the entire system. This is why progress can be difficult to see without data, and because the system is dynamic, it is not static. This quarter alone, 85 individuals were unable to access a shelter bed due to capacity constraints. And that reflects only those documented within the homeless services or homeless management data system for the county. That doesn't reflect the people that everyone or that we, our community action team, and myself see in the riverbed day to day.
As this was a presentation, there was no action taken, though council received some comments critical of the handling of homeless individuals in the Black Oak area. Later in the meeting, the council approved to join the San Luis Obispo County Homelessness and Affordable Housing Compact, an effort to consolidate data on homelessness in the county for strengthened, coordinated responses between incorporated cities. In its March 25th meeting, the Passerables Area Groundwater Authority Board approved a proposed Prop 26 framework alongside its fiscal year budget. The board proposed to charge agriculture, public water system, and commercial groundwater users based on a volumetric fee structure and to place these charges on the property tax roll. Collected fees would go to funding PRAGA's budget for groundwater sustainability. In its next meeting today, PRAGA will consider an agenda item to set a hearing date for adopting the fee. A draft fee report will be made available to the public at least 20 days ahead of its hearing. Staff is proposing to set the hearing date for May 27th. You can attend PRAGA's meeting in person held at 4 p.m. at Centennial Park's Norris Room this afternoon or watch online. The California Mid-State Fair hosted the 2026 Central Coast Olive Oil Competition and has announced its award recipients. Entries are judged under strict international standards according to the fair, evaluated on their aromas and flavors. After extensive blind tasting tests, the highest honors were announced. 2026 Olive Oil Producer of the Year went to Sunshine Olive Oil. Sunshine Olive Oil is a Templeton-based, family-run producer that has earned back-to-back titles in a close race among top competitors. Award-winning oils will be on display during the Mid-State Fair. The honor to Sunshine will be commemorated with a custom championship belt buckle and a billboard on Highway 101 near the Cuesta Grade. Other awards went to Cobram Estate, Rio Bravo Ranch, Heart Rock Ranch, and Sunshine Olive Oil as well for Best Show Flavored. The City of Atascadero's 10th Annual Tamale Festival will be held in the Sunken Gardens in downtown area next weekend. The festival starts Friday, May 1st from 5 to 9 p.m., then kicks off again Saturday, May 2nd from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Fiesta Friday will feature a variety of tamale vendors, adult beverages from the Central Coast Zoo Foundation, and live music with the Zongo All-Star Band. The main event will take place Saturday with over 100 vendors on display, about 20 selling tamales. Entertainment for the day will feature MC Francisco Ramirez, Ranchero artist Manuel Enrique, the famous Dancing Horses, Mariachi Azteca de Oro, and Lo Mejor de Jalisco Mariachi Band, Ballet Folklorico, and Paso a Pasito Folklorico Dance Group. Live music will also round out the entertainment, along with obstacle courses, bounce houses, bungee jumps, and more. Winning tamale vendors of the Best Tamale Contest will be announced by noon. Don't miss the 10th Annual Atascadero Tamale Festival. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants beat the Dodgers 3-1, the Athletics over the Mariners 5-2, the Blue Jays beat the Angels 4-2, the Padres shut out the Rockies 1-0, the Yankees shut out the Red Sox 4-0. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Giants, the Padres will go against the Rockies, the Angels will face the Blue Jays, the Athletics will go against the Mariners, and the Yankees will face the Red Sox. In the NBA playoffs, the Lakers beat the Rockets 101-94. In California news, six of the candidates for California governor are set to step on to the debate stage tonight at Cron 4 San Francisco studio. The candidates present will be Republicans Steve Hilton and Chad Bianco, Democrats Tom Steyer, Xavier Becerra, Katie Porter, and Matt Maha. Mail ballots are scheduled to be delivered to voters early next month in advance of the June 2nd primary. A third Californian this year has died from a rattlesnake bite. A 78-year-old woman was bitten multiple times by a venomous snake on rural property in Redwood Valley in Mendocino County on April 8th. She was taken to the hospital, but later died of her injuries on April 10th. The species of snake that delivered the bites have not yet been identified. After ending her campaign, California State Controller Betty Yee has endorsed Tom Steyer in the race for governor. Tom Steyer has been one of the leading Democrat candidates in the crowded race, although Xavier Becerra has risen among polls since the exit of Eric Swalwell. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:18.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Beef on dairy has quickly grown from a niche market into a major trend in the cattle industry. Zach Rinker, key account sales manager with United Producers, shares what he is seeing in the market and the factors that are driving growth.
We've seen a lot of success with the Beef on Dairy program from from a predictability, a consistency, and just an overall quality of the cattle. I think we've made leaps and bounds the last 5 to 7 years as far as genetic selection for carcass merit, carcass traits, and just overall better cattle. When we send a load of Beef on Dairy cattle to a farm, we know a pretty good idea of how they're going to perform, how they're going to feed, how they're going to convert. And we can do a really good job of helping those guys predict and be consistent in their flows, and it makes it easier to market the cattle.
According to a new Beef on Dairy industry report developed by Purina Animal Nutrition, Cattle Facts, Certified Angus Beef, and several university partners, it shows that Beef on Dairy cattle are now making up an estimated 12 to 15% of all U.S. fed slaughter. The report shows that the early surge in crossbred production has leveled off, but confidence in these cattle continues to climb. Feedlots are seeing stronger gains and better carcass quality, and that is closing the price gap between Beef on Dairy calves and native beef animals.
The world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale is back for the 75th anniversary Western Experience of a Lifetime. Join us May 14th through the 17th in Miles City, Montana. From the finest bucking stock to electrifying horse racing, this event has it all. And don't miss out on the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert featuring Trace Atkins and special guests Court Lund and Kenny Fiedler. Mark your calendars for the world-famous Miles City Buck and Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. Get your tickets at buckinghorsesale.com.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplement's low moisture blocks, available with Altacid or Clarify, help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Red Scooter Deli on 6th Street has a patio that you need to check out. Enjoy your favorite Red Scooter breakfast or lunch on the cozy heated patio. Order in person or online. Check out Red Scooter's Grab and Go stock daily with wide selection. Red Scooter Deli serving you fresh food for over 16 years. Red Scooter Deli is at 711 6th Street next to the Pet Center with tons of parking. Go to redscooterdeli.com, open 6:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. Use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
KPRL News continues at 7:22. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. With California facing a below-average snowpack and recent warm temperatures triggering early snowmelt, farmers anticipate constraints on their irrigation plans, especially those who farm south of the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta. Some technologies and methods are emerging to help farmers adapt their irrigation practices. Improvements to modern drip emitters have allowed growers to ration water and deliver it directly to their crops or root zone. Now different kinds of software are being integrated into those systems to squeeze out more savings, said Eric Haddon, executive director of the Water, Energy, and Technology Center at California State University, Fresno. It is about smart management, Haddon said. The newest advancement in that field is the integration of artificial intelligence and the ability to analyze the data, look at it, and make decisions. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt, Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 60s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight with low 40s. North-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clouds and sunshine tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday, cloudy on Saturday, partly cloudy Sunday through Wednesday next week. Low 70s Friday, low 60s Saturday and Sunday, mid-60s on Monday, low 70s on Tuesday, 72 a week from today. Currently it is 43 degrees and cloudy with fog in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276, or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:25.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher. Investors are encouraged by news. The ceasefire with Iran has been extended, though crude oil prices are higher. Boeing is helping to push the Dow higher. Boeing shares up more than 4%. Its loss was much smaller than a year ago. United Airlines shares down 2%. It's adjusting schedules and reducing capacity for the rest of the year, partially because of high fuel prices. AT&T continues to add more customers with a monthly phone plan. And for its high-speed internet service, its quarter topped expectations, though the stock opened down 2%. Power company GE Vernova also reported a better-than-expected quarter, and that stock is up 13%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
You didn't want to buy gold when prices were rising. Then you waited when gold pulled back. Now you're stuck in the middle, unsure what to do next. Speak with a precious metal specialist now at NobleGoldInvestments.com. Get the answers you need to stop guessing and move forward with confidence. Their team makes it simple to gain real investor knowledge and insight. Stop trying to time the market. Start spending time in it. Don't let the market move without you. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Celebrate mom in style at Allegretto Vineyard Resort on Mother's Day, May 10th. Treat yourself to an indulgent brunch experience featuring everything from fresh salads and Mediterranean grazing boards to made-to-order omelets and a prime rib carving station. Enjoy sweet favorites like chocolate-covered strawberries, mini cheesecakes, tiramisu cups, and more. Plus, mimosas and rosé spritz to toast the occasion. This is a celebration that the whole family will love for an unforgettable Mother's Day at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. Like Grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Email it to the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, located at 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero, your Honda Power Equipment dealer. 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL and join in.
The name game.
The
Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Okay, Eric's in for Karen this afternoon. He'll have Danielle Goodrow Nicholas, the president of the Paso Robles Republican Women's Federated. Woo, that's a mouthful. And then a discussion about the proposed water tax. You heard the story with Chris Gave this morning. All here on The Right Choice, KPRL. Going back to this text from last hour. Let's see here. Well, first we got a new one in. Thank you for broadcasting the city council meeting. I find if I listen to something rather than seeing it on stream, I can sense the biases and bull from the mayor better, and senses have more of a mystique. All right. Well, thank you. Let's see here. Again, going back to the text, I would like to say, when is enough and enough? Why do we need to cater to the homeless? Just get rid of them. Well, it's not that easy, and there's many... there's many things associated with this. And when you look at stopping this, you know, obviously we have spent billions and billions and billions of dollars. And there are many things associated with this. Now, one of the things we hear is mental illness. And so there's a combination here of mental illness and homelessness. It is... I've always wondered, well, is it mental illness based on the fact that possibly abuse of alcohol and drugs have led to the mental illness instead of somebody who, through no fault of their own, has some issues? But there's more involved here, but let's go to the phone lines. That's why we have freedom of speech. Good morning.
Good morning. So I listened to the entire packed agenda last night, and I, of course, was specifically interested in the topics that included homelessness. And I listened to Ashley Hernandez, our homeless services manager. I listened to her entire presentation. She had a great PowerPoint presentation. There was a lot of work done in that. But when I say that, the PowerPoint presentations, as thorough as she was, it didn't answer questions. It just gave you data. And that was my problem. So when I had an opportunity, I asked three questions. One of them was, what was our point in time numbers? And there was no answer for that. It was deferred to later in the program when they talked about the new housing compact. And the second question was, how have you put this report into action? Third question, when people say that they won't go over to places like the grocery outlet, et cetera, because they're approached by the homeless, what are we doing about that? And so when those, then you never get your questions answered when you ask them. They get referred to the end of the to the end of the session. So the point in time question was deferred until later in the program. And how have you put this report into action was actually put off by John Hammond. When he asked the question, he then started talking, and he literally ran interference for Ms. Hernandez by not answering that question and moving on. My third question about the homeless hanging around grocery outlet, et cetera, was never answered. So none of the three questions that I asked her specifically were answered. They were, again, John Hammond ran interference for her, much like he used to do for Ty Lewis, so that nobody was held accountable.
Well, one of the things is, when you go to give presentations, if you're smart and sincere, you anticipate some basic questions coming your way that you, if you want any credibility, you should be able to answer right then and there.
Yes. Well, she deferred the point in time answer to the later presentation. Well, actually, she called up the gal who was going to be be the one to present the later presentation, the gal by the name from the county by the name of Linda Bosch. And she deferred that. That woman came up and said, I will have that answer later in another presentation. So I let that one slide.
I wouldn't. I mean, this lady knew she was, again, as I mentioned just previously, both of them should have anticipated some of these things. And another issue is, I've been to enough meetings at social clubs where somebody comes up, I always refer to it as a cheese chart, and they give me all these numbers. And those numbers really mean nothing to most of us.
Right.
And again, your point is exact. What are you doing?
Right. And again, John Hammond, leaped to her defense and did not allow her to address that question. Because one of the things you have to remember, this council is going to go to its grave defending somebody that they have hired for this problem. They're not going to throw her under the bus. They're not going to let her be thrown under the bus.
Well, then maybe John ought to let her be a big girl and not cover for her.
Well, wait a second. I'm sorry. You don't know who John Hammond is? Of course, that's what he's going to do. He did that exact... He defended Ty Lewis to the death. Because that was their hire, and they were going to defend their position no matter what. So, anyway, the point is, then when they got to the issue of the approval of the San Luis Regional Homelessness and Affordable Housing Compact, that is a new program that everyone... all seven cities are going to join in, and they're going to combine their efforts to and put them in this one compact and work from that. And it's not that I have a problem with that. It's just that it's another county program. John Pushog, in particular, has told us how many departments are there? How many people do we have working on this? So now here's another one that he in particular thinks will combine the issue, combine the problems, and get answers and be able to solve some problems. So I got nowhere to go with this, but I was really disappointed in the three questions that were asked that none of them got answered.
Are you going to take your life savings and go to Las Vegas and make a bet on how this turns out?
No, I can just about tell you how it's going to turn out. And it's what we predicted when we hired Ms. Hernandez, was that there was, and it's what we've said all along, there's nothing but reports. Well, I think reports are great. It gives you information. That's just fine and dandy. But what are you doing with it? And the answer is nothing. There is nothing being done with this information. It was very good and very comprehensive information, but what are you doing with it?
Well, but let me ask you, how much talent does it take to pull numbers?
Well, it doesn't, because those numbers are there and they're available to all of us. It takes some digging, and obviously she has greater access to that information than anybody. And again, if you go back and you look at the YouTube presentation, revival of that, it's a very good presentation. But it tells us nothing. It gives us numbers. 99% of the people who are looking at that are just going to say, well, gee, isn't that wonderful? But then where have you gone with that? What have you done with that?
Mm-hmm.
And what they've done is join this new compact to put all this information together, and maybe somewhere down the line somebody will have an answer.
Right, and they all can get around after the meeting and pat themselves on the back and say, see, I'm a good person. We're doing things.
Yes, I know. I just get so sick and tired of that. In particular, John Hammond just defending his people all the time, with no answers. Shame on him for doing that.
Well, I appreciate the observation very much.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Kevin. Chris Dowse, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
So I'm following the conversation this morning. There's a couple of things on the homeless issue. The report given by Ashley Hernandez, great report, very comprehensive. To her credit, you know, she's doing exactly what the council asked her to do. She's supposed to do her job.
What is her job, Chris? What is her job?
To address the homeless issues.
To what?
To address homeless issues.
Okay, so
she's not there to provide housing for homeless. She's not there. So let me tie this to R3, the compact, San Luis Obispo County Regional Homeless and Affordable Housing Compact. For the last 3 years, folks from the county and each of the seven cities have been working on this compact. It's very similar to what SLOCOG is. Let's combine our resources, and we can address homelessness, and we can provide solutions. Typical government fashion. Takes a few years to get your act together, and now that they've got buy-in from the cities, let's move forward. Where do we move forward to? That's my point this morning. The city council of Paso Robles, not worry about the other cities, we're in the process of developing our budget. We had a massive slide deck on April 7th showing what city council had came up with last November, what staff is recommending today. And we'll bring that back to another study session, I think, on May 6th. I encourage people to show up for that. Tell us what you want us to do. City Council is spending our money, taxpayer money. That's how staff goes forward, by addressing the goals set by City Council. If people don't show up and tell us, stop spending money on homeless, we're going to continue to spend money on homeless. And I'm going to give credit to Chief Nord for containing people in the riverbed. I know that's not a real happy answer for a lot of people. They want people, the homeless, out of the riverbed. But at this point, having a place in the riverbed versus downtown, city parks, etc., is better. What is going on in the riverbed? I participated in the point-in-time count in January. The riverbed is cleaned up. That was a huge demand from citizens. Clean up the riverbed. The riverbed is a lot cleaner than it was 4 years ago. A lot cleaner. Massive amounts of trash being pulled out of there. Do taxpayers get to pay for pulling the trash out? Unfortunately, yes. No one else is going to do it. So Ashley Hernandez coordinates the cleanup efforts. She works with our police department, CAT teams. The homeless people know who she is. The homeless people definitely know who our outstanding CAT teams are. And the problem is trying to contain it. I don't think we're ever going to cure the homelessness. So when I do or participate in the point-in-time count, there's mental illness, there is drug abuse, there are people that are just at an unfortunate loss of a job or loss of a loved one or something like that. There's young people, there's old people. It's a mixed bag. There is no one solution. We've talked about this before. There's no one solution that's going to fix homelessness. The compact, if we get elected officials in all the cities and in the county to say, hey, we're done treating this and triaging this and band-aiding homelessness. The extreme is outlaw homelessness. Get rid of everybody. No homelessness allowed in the county of San Luis Obispo. That's a pipe dream. That's never going to happen. But you would take that kind of a concerted effort.
You know, Chris,
across the county, one's going to do that because we're not voting the right people into office.
Well, here's something else that I would love to see this happen: is to get all of these people in these programs that we've had in this county, and now all these groups that are coming together to end homelessness, and to have them all sit there in the room and say, if you do your job exceptionally well, we're going to cure this, and all of you will be out of work. Are you all for that? I'd love to see the I'd love to see the expressions on their faces.
They're going to say, "Well, okay, we can cure this batch. This, if we took the point in time count in January, it's about. I think she told us." We're down about 40% of where we were 2 years ago. The numbers have not been released yet, is why we don't have them. Not anybody's withholding anything. We haven't been told those numbers yet. That's a government problem. That's not an Ashley Hernandez problem. The homelessness is like a cancer. It just keeps growing. You fix and you remove, you know, the problem here. If you had 90 people or 200 people in the riverbed and throughout Paso Robles that qualified as either housed or sheltered or unsheltered, and you fixed all of those, you got a solution. You found housing and jobs and everything for all of them, cured their addictions, whatever we have to do, they're going to be replaced. That wave, the next wave of unhoused with their own sets of problems is going to come in.
Well,
how do you cure the next wave?
Well, there's, you know, a lot of things tied to us, and as you know, you're alluding to, it's right.
But
wait a minute. When we have programs available for people, and in some cases there's really not a lot of demands on them to receive help or so forth, I have to wonder, is that beneficial? If you are allowed to pretty much do what you want, or you haven't taken advantage of programs, but you're asking for help, and if you don't like the conditions, well, then I'm not going to listen to you, then I think that's another problem that I don't know if that's being addressed.
You're absolutely right. I mean, there are some people that don't want help. That's one extreme. They like living in the riverbed for whatever reason, or they like being, and there's some pretty fancy encampments down there. These guys have been there a while. And then you have the other extreme is, I'm new to homelessness. I don't like it. I'm uncomfortable. I'm being,
right.
abused, raped, whatever.
Right.
I need help.
Right.
Those people want help.
And there have been programs out there, not only for this, but for many things of issues that people unfortunately end up in. And there's never enough of those programs because they're not perfect, and then people need to come up with another program on top of a program on top of a program. I think in some cases we need to be a little more stringent. Okay, you want help? Here, we'll give you some help. Here are the rules. You will follow these.
That works for the people that want help.
Well,
people that don't want help, which unfortunately is the majority of the unhoused.
Well,
you know, we're treating the tip of the iceberg that want help, and even then they won't. Not all of them will follow the rules, even if they want help.
Well, then that's a whole different thing. Chris, we're out of time. You know how it works here.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
All right. Thanks for all you do.
All right,
take care.
All right, bye. We're gonna head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stifel Investment Services. The California Mid-State Fair hosted the 2026 Central Coast Olive Oil Competition and has announced its award recipients. Entries are judged under strict international standards according to the fair, evaluated on their aromas and flavor. 2026 Olive Oil Producer of the Year went to Sunshine Olive Oil in Templeton. Winning oils will be on display during the Mid-State Fair. Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority will be meeting this afternoon at 4 p.m. at Centennial Park's Norris Room.
In the meeting, PRAGA will consider an agenda item to set a hearing date adopting the Prop 26 groundwater use fee. You can attend in person or watch online. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 43 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Iran's Revolutionary Guard using the only power they've got left, shooting at three cargo ships in the Strait of Hormuz, one British.
Just hours after President Trump extended the ceasefire indefinitely, it appears Iran is already breaking it, opening fire on three container ships. The president posting about the ceasefire before this news, saying, quote, based on the fact that the government of Iran is seriously fractured, we have been asked to hold our attack on the country of Iran until such time as their leaders and representatives can come up with a unified proposal.
Fox Lucas Tomlinson notes Iran's losing $500 million a day on oil exports. Virginia's vote was 51-49, but the outcome means the Commonwealth will be remapped into a 10-1 Democrat advantage, unless Virginia's Supreme Court rules the proposal was misleading or improperly drawn up. America's listening to Fox News.
I've got deals on latex beds. I've got deals on memory foam beds.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I've got beds with springs, hybrids, where they got springs and memory foam, or springs and latex, or some with even springs, latex, and memory foam. I've got them all.
Big savings now on mattresses of all shapes and sizes at the Mattress Specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
The Taylor Ranch has a new Bison Harvest Inn, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement, and get it done by the pros. Alrighty, well, let's see. What are we going to have for your Wednesday? Not too shabby. A little clouds, a little sunshine, upper 60s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the low 40s. A few passing clouds, otherwise generally sunny on your Thursday, and expect highs in the mid 70s. On Friday, low 70s, cloudy, low 60s on Saturday, Sunday, mid 60s, upper 60s Monday. And then Tuesday, low 70s, low 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9. Up and down, 622 a.m., 742 p.m., and we are at 44 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. At 7 minutes away from 8 o'clock, Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at great prices. Atascadero Summer Aquatics Program, lifeguards wanted, lifeguards wanted. The city of Atascadero is looking for certified lifeguards to help facilitate their summer aquatics programming this coming season. And they will run from June to the beginning of August. And so you'll spend time, staff will... I'm training in late May and early June before official programming begins, so contact the city of Atascadero for some lifeguards out there. All right, and let's see, what else do we have here? San Miguel Children's Day Festival is coming up when? Saturday, April 25th. That's this Saturday from 11 till 3. North County families are invited to the third annual Children's Day Festival. And let's see here. It's create a children's museum in the park. That's what they're hoping to do with a little bit of a fundraiser there. And you'll meet animals from the Central Coast Zoo. That'll be fun. Oh, Red Wings Horse Sanctuary and Public Wildlife. Play carnival games and have some obstacle courses and giant slides. That sounds like a pretty cool afternoon. The San Miguel Fire Department would also be demonstrating its new rescue equipment. So that's pretty cool up there at the community at the in the San Miguel Park on Saturday from 11 till 3. Wow, all those cool animals there. That'll be fun. Enjoy. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. Lunch for you every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Time now for birthdays and anniversaries.
Happy birthday, baby.
Brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Don't forget, they got that special event with buyers coming. That's the 19th through the 21st. That's in May for those of you. All right, let's see here on this Wednesday. Scott Lutz leads things off. Lucy Dalton back there in Ohio. Brianna Shore. Cindy Patty. Lance Maxwell. Ruby Brandon. Ramona Hernandez. And Richard and Lynn Ogden are having a anniversary. By the way, Ramona Hernandez is 91 years young today. All right, Ramona, enjoy your big day. Little hula hoop, little twist, stuff like that. Enjoy. On my right-hand side, let's see, Immanuel Kant, the philosopher, is having a birthday today. Well, he's not. He was just born on this day. 1724, 1804, Vladimir Lenin, 1870, 1924, Robert Oppenheimer, the physicist, 1904, 1967, Green Acres and a War Hero, Eddie Albert, 1906, 2005, Mickey Vernon, a case could be made that he, Hall of Fame, 1918, 2008, Hal March, the TV MC, 1920, 2020 is when he passed away. Aaron Spelling, the producer, 1923, 2006. Charlotte Ray, Different Strokes, 1926, 2018. Oh, this guy was so good. Glenn Campbell, 1936, 2017. Jack Nicholson, 1937. Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Mel Carter, 1939. Let's see, who else? Oh, this guy was awesome. Awesome. Spencer Haywood, basketball, 1949. Peter Frampton, 1950. Also on the list we have Byron Allen, the comedian and TV host, 1961. Onward we go. I'm looking here, and I don't see Missy Robertson, the actress from Duck Dynasty, very important, 1971. And Michelle Ryan, the actor, actress, 1984. My nephew has met this guy and worked with him a couple of times and said, despite what you may think, he's a really, really nice guy. The Beast, Marshawn Lynch, 1986, and the rapper Machine Gun Kelly, 1980. Somehow I think, was he the bad guy? I forget. He may have done something stupid. I can't remember. Anyway, passing away on this day, I Am Not a Crook, Tricky Dick, 1994, Ansel Adams, 1984. Shirley Knight, she was from 30-something and others. She passed away in 2020. Also passing away, Erin Moran from, she played Joni on the Happy Day. She died in 2017. Also passing away, Irma Bombeck, the columnist, 1996. And who else? Ooh, Earl Hines, father of modern jazz piano. He died in 1983. And who else? Is that it? The co-founder of Rolls-Royce, Sir Henry Royce, 1933. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen. By the time he was 13, he was the main source of family income. He was picking cotton down in Mississippi. They moved out. He goes up to the Detroit area and becomes a basketball star. Became a basketball star in high school and in college. And as a matter of fact, in the 1968 Olympic team, he beat out Pete Maravich and Calvin Murphy. He was the first one picked. He was only 19 years old, went on to have an outstanding career. Guy was just an amazing forward, starting out in the ABA, then NBA, and he's in the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame. The one and only Spencer Haywood to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Paso Robles City Council received a quarterly update last night regarding homeless services during the meeting presented by homeless services manager Ashley Hernandez. No action was taken.
City of Atascadero's 10th Annual Tamale Festival will be held in the Sunken Gardens and downtown area next weekend. Festival starts Friday, May 1st from 5 to 9 p.m., then kicks off again on Saturday, May 2nd with more festivities, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 43 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Megastorage, marsmegastorage.com.
He was all NBA, ABA, I keep saying NBA, ABA most valuable player. He was Mr. Basketball in high school in 1967. Goes over to the NBA. He was an all-star, ended up for his career. 21 points a game, 11 rebounds. The one and only, and also just a, not going to say ahead of his time, because he was around the same time as Dr. J and a couple of others, George McGinnis and so forth. Spencer Hayward. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.